Okay, today is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. We are on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Hopefully we'll get the Kuf Nun Dal as well today. So we're on the third line. We're just talking about different cases. We're talking about the Matna Shchima. Guy gave Matna Shchima, but he also made a Kinyanim. He also made a Kinyan. So what's the case here? Ahu de Kanumine. The Rashbam says, Ahu de Kanumine, Kasa Vizika of a Kanumine. These are all three things. The Pasuk like Shmuel. Did all three things. He wrote the shtar, he was mezach of the shtar, and he was kone of the shtar, right? He was kone of the matana. The ratzel lachzer bokish al micholyo. So this guy now wants to, he got better, he wants to be chozer for the matana. So who the kone minei, asla kame the Rav Huna, he came in front of Rav Huna, and he wanted to be chozer. So Amar Rav Huna says, my abid lecha, what can I do for you? The low aknis me the kano inshe. You did not do the standard matna shlimera, because you did all these extra things. It makes it like a matna zbari. You can't be chozer, because you did all these three things. Rashbam says, this is an important Rashbam. This Rashbam just summarizes all the halachos that we've had over the past days. So he could explain. A shchivmera typically would write would have it clear that if he gets better, it would be choser. Shekosmin, they would write kosin omaknin or kosin umaknin. They would write it or they would makn it or they would do both. But abalata, but you kasapta v'zachita v'hiknisa. You did all three. Right, the Havade Shmuel Mode Bein La'asa Bein Lachar. And this is the case where Shmuel was Mode that you can't be Choser Bein La'asa Bein Lachar. And now, so the Rashbam summarized. V'hashto Shemina Midalim Milim Mili. The Amar Shmuel V'shmaitin the Kaimelak of Us to Bedini. We're going to summarize what Shmuel said because we pass him like Shmuel by Mamanos. So here we say that this is purely the Mamanos. This is Matana. Yerusha, we said there's a Yoredei aspect, but this is not Yerusha. This is Matana. So this is all Dine Mamanos. We pass him like Shmuel. So he says, matna shlimera b'delo shir. If you make a matna shlimera, you don't leave over anything. But sheyesh bo kinyan, there's a kinyan. But below zicha lo es hashtar, lo yadana ma'idon bay. That's the case where Shmuel didn't know what to do because maybe he was being choser with the kinyan at the end. So and therefore, below kana mekabel matana filo meis hanosein, mekabel matana doesn't get anything even if the nosein dies. The shemelo gomer lak noso ela b'shtar because maybe he was being choser, he wanted to do the shtar. The ein shtar l'achamisa. But abal im yitves kochav b'ksivas hashtar obetzava. But if he's miyapa the kochav because he writes in the shtar the kasava, mikanina minei mosif al matanasa da kani hamakal matana. In that case, if he adds an extra language, the makal matana is kane. Shevezel lo nemar lo gamer lak nosel b'shtar. We don't say that he only wants to use a shtar. He's just using the shtar to be miyapa koach. V'hu shemesa nosein. That's only if the nosein dies. Aval im amar still a matnas shumira. So the amar, if the nosein gets better, then choser. To be a duah shalom hayakina elu machmas misa. Because we know the kinyan is only machmas misa. Because he gave away everything. It's machmas misa. Umid Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. Umid Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. Deokimin miyapis kocho shemin leilaha. That's what we learned this from. Next case is shumira shamar. Shumira says, kisvu utnu money laploni. Write up the star and give this money to Ploni, umes, and he dies. Kosmin and nosim la'achar misa, kid ukmish, the shmuel, the miyapa is kocho. That's only if he's miyapa the kocho in the star. Aba below yipoi, lo kana, the ain't star la'achar misa. You can't write the star, because the ain't star la'achar misa. Mi'im kosab, the zicha hashtar, le mosu le ze le raya, the kosab, the zicha le ze. That's what he did to one guy, kosab, the zicha to the first guy, and kosab, the zicha to the second guy. Hashani kana, the hada me mirishon. Because he's chazar, we said, just like you can close it for yourself, you can close it to it, you can give it to a third party. But this is only if he dies. But if he gets better, he can be choser. There's no yipui koach in the shtar, you can be choser. Hilchach sheni nami kana the hadabe mikama. Abel, however, im kasav the zika the hikna. Right, this is the last case. We do all three of these things. Kamar Shmuel the kana kama lagamri bein asav bein achav im amanin lechoser. Then you can't be choser. So this Rashbam, the nice summary. Rashbam summarizes the end of the sugya. I think the Ritva has a summary in the beginning of the sugya. It's an important Rashbam. Okay, next case. Hahi matanto the habekos ba b'chayim ubemabes. So Rashbam says, what do you have a matna shchimera that's b'miksos that has a kinyan. Right, so matna shlimera b'miksos. You had to do a kinyan, right? And therefore it's kona l'divrei kol. Whether you got better, whether you didn't get better, that's what Rashbam says the case is. To have a kasav b'chay u'b'mosi. It says in the star, matana zoni b'chayim l'chav b'chayim u'b'mavis. It says b'chayim u'b'mavis. What does it mean? U'b'chayim means it's a matna zbari. Mavis means it's a matna shlimera. So what's going on here? So ahu matnat matanta da havi kasav b'chayim u'b'mavis. Rab amar harayikim matna shlimera. Rab says it's a matna shlimera, which means if he gets better, he can be chosen. Shmuel amahareikim matnas bari. That's a matnas bari, and therefore it's chal right now. And you can't be chozer. Matnas Shlimerod is only chal lachar misa. Right? Stipe points out, we always see the two reasons why Matnas Shlimerod you can be chozer by Matnas Shlimerod. Either one because of the umdana, and two because of it's not chal until after. And the Gemara goes back and forth and explains what the nafkaminas would be between the two. We don't have time to discuss that, but it's an interesting stipler. So Rabba Marik Matnas Shlimerod, Shmuel Marik Matnas Bari. Rabba Marik Matnas Shlimerod, I mean the Ksiv of Bemavis. It says Bemavis. It's when I die, you get this. So that means Achar Misa Karmelay. So the Gemara says, I, the high Ksiv B'chayim. Aye, but it says B'chayim also. So he says, no, Simim Ba'alma. Simim Ba'alma the Chayim. It's a Simim Ba'alma that is Chayim. What does that mean, Simim Ba'alma? Look at the Rashbam, second to last short, medium line. Simon L'chayim, Klomar B'mavis Dafko. B'mavis is Dafko. It's when I die. U'mechayim Lav Dafko. That's Lav Dafko. El Simon Tov. It's for a good Simon. L'pisha Hiskim Mitaso. Because he's mentioning his death. Shelo ratzel liftoach piv l'satan. Al tiptach pel l'satan, you always say, right? So it comes from here. Klomer mekayim natzileini michol yizeh v'lo amas. I shouldn't die. Al tiptach pel l'satan, I should die. It should take place when I die. Ooh, I mentioned death, but I'm alive now. Al tiptach pel l'satan. So, yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting. Shaila, al tiptach pel l'satan. There's a... Rabbi Razin mentioned, there's a Rabbi Pesach Frank, there's a shaila about saying v'chus ha-gomel. Ha-gomel ha-chayavim tovim. So you mentioned that you're chayav. What about getting life insurance? Tiptach pelos satan. How can you get life insurance? Tiptach pelos satan. So just Rav Moshe has in tshuva about life insurance. It's in Igros Moshe Chelik or Chayim Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Just to let you know, he says you have to get life insurance. You have to get parnasa. You have to take care of yourself. It's not a problem of not having bitachon. You have to get life insurance. What does he say? A term or whole? What about term or hold? The shaila is about, I don't know what the interest is. Unless you're getting interest, if there's a Jewish insurer and you're getting paid interest on it, then you have Ruba's problem. I think that's the only difference. But he says somewhere in here that he says you get life insurance, you should get insurance al Sreifo, Geneva, all the insurance, right? There's no problem of Chisaron. He also said it's a Yirei Hashem. Should get life insurance. So all the other Yirei Hashem, as we always say, Moshe is Yirei Hashem. I don't know what he says by the Chol of Yisrael. He's a Machmei of the Bracha. Whatever, he uses the Lashonos. Bal Nefesh. He has the same Lashon when it comes to life insurance. He's trying to get life insurance. But he doesn't mention anything about Tiddah Pelah Satan. The Rav Avadja, in the last Simon in Chabidas Chela Gimel, Simon Pei Hei, he also brings down, what about Tiddah Pelah Satan? He says, no, what do you mean about Tiddah Pelah Satan? You got to do your stylus. There's no problem of lack of bitach if you're doing your status. It's like the guy who says, I'm waiting for the Hashem to come. The helicopter's right there to pick you up. You know, that's the status. It's right there. But he brings down, there's no problem of that because he brings some Meshut Rivash that it says, in Mutul Adam Bari Lahachin La'asmo Kebe V'tachrich L'chlodo. You can buy a cemetery plot. You're getting ready. You're preparing. You're doing the responsible thing. There's no problem with Tetef Pelos Satan. You have to figure out what the difference is with Tetef Pelos Satan or not. But, Lach L'maisa. No insurance brokers here. But look, Lamaisa, you gotta get life insurance. What?
If I live, I get the present back.
Yeah, but it's because he mentions Misa, so he wants to be careful not to leave only Misa.
Right, but he's telling the guy basically, he's telling him in his statement.
But it says, but that's clear anyway. It's clear anyway. Okay. That's what Rob says. But Shmuel says. Shmuel Amar Harei Kamatnas Bari. It's a Matnas Bari. Moi Midiksiv Bachayim. Right? So Mechayim Kamer. He says, I want it to be Chal Mechayim from life. That's a Matnas Bari. It's Chal now. I Bahayi Diksiv Ubimavis. But it says Ubimavis. Where does that come? Kamanda Amar Me Atabi At Olam. No, it starts from yours from Mechayim Ad Mavis means from your till you die. From now till ever. That forever. That's what it means. Fine. Amri Nahardai. Nahardai says, Hilchasa Kavasi Darav. The halach is like Rav, and therefore, if it says, Mechayim Mavis, Bechayim Mavis, it's Mavis. It's a madness. It's a.
He wrote
it
down. He said to someone, I want to give this to you, Mechayim Mavis.
Right, it's in the star. Or if he said it, it doesn't matter.
No,
he
said it wouldn't work without Spari.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, so it has to be written down. No, a matnas shrib, a shrib mirah can still work. It still works as a matnas shrib mirah, but Bechal now. Bichal is if it's a matnas bari, and not bichal later. A shchumer can still say it baal peh. When's it going to be chal? Bichal now. He can still give that. He can give matanas to bichal now.
No, but it's not considered like a matnas bari, is it?
Yeah.
It's considered like a shchumer.
The Shemira gives him the power to do it, and he has the power to make it chal now.
And he makes the chal now, and he gets better. It's undone, right?
If he makes it as a matnas bari, then it's not undone.
Shemira can give a present as a bari.
With the ramification, I think so. It depends on how he says it and what he wants to give. The only difference between a shemira and an asemira is the mechanism. He can do it with amira,
right.
So he can do anything, but he can do it with amira. But we have to make sure what the undum das is.
The Shmuel says that a bari, then he can't
be net. Shmuel is saying that, right, since he says b'chayim, it means he's giving it as if it's a matnas bari, which he's allowed to do, and therefore he can't renege. It doesn't become, he's a shchimera, but it's not a matnas shchimera. Okay, so, he says, Hilchos HaKavasi the Rab, bless you. It's, the halach is like Rab, that it's a matana Right, it's a matana mimisa, so it's a matana shchimera. So the Gemara says, and Amarava, but Rava says, e kasaba mechayim with a mem instead of with a bez, then kana. Then it's just matnas bari. So Amarameimer says, let's hilchos HaKavasi the Rav. The halach doesn't fall like Rava. Gemara says, Amar Leim Ravashi, the main pshita. It's pashta doesn't fall like Rava, because Rava seems to be following Shmuel. The Hamar Nehardai, and Hardai say, hilchos HaKavasi the Rav, that the halach is like Rav. Just, why isn't halach not following Shmuel? We just said in the Rashbam, the halach is like Shmuel by Dinim, and here we say it's like Rav. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Ma'ad Tema Mechayim Mo De Rav. Maybe when he says Mechayim, because instead of Bechayim, it says Mechayim from life. So that means maybe it's more explicit that there should be Chal now. Kamash Malan, that's not the din. That Mechayim, Bechayim, same thing. Rashbam points out, Kamash Malan, the Lo Shan in the Rav Bein Bechayim, Lim Mechayim, Simon Lechayim. When he says the word Chayim, it's just a Simon, and the Misa is Dafka. Next, interesting case now. A lot of questions on this. Who the Asal Kamei the Rav Nachman Lin Naharda? So a person comes in front of Rav Nachman in Naharda. Naharda is the seat of Shmuel. He's the Moed Asri in Naharda. So he asked him the Shaila like this. That's a Mechayim Mimisa star for the Shchimera. What's the din? So basically Rav Nachman didn't want to pass him. He passed him like Rav, but he didn't want to pass him like Rav in the Makam of Shmuel. Right? So Sarjala Kamei the Rav Yirmi Ba'aba L'Shum Tamya. He sends him to Rav Yirmi who's in the town of Shum Tamya, outside, I guess, of Shmuel's, quote, jurisdiction. So Amar, so Rav Nachman explains, Hacha Asur the Shmuel, here is the place of Shmuel, Heichi Navi Kav Asur the Rav, how am I going to pass him like Rav? So it seems from here that like, if a guy has his own shtetl, right, his own place, even if the world passed in one way, he could pass this way. And the Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed, where it talks about Rav Yosef Glili held that there's no such thing as Basar B'chol when it comes to chicken. And it's about Asur the Rav Yosef Glili, they actually ate it. The question then shows up, so, what if you're from a different town and you go there? I go to Naharda. Do I pass like Shmuel now? What if I wait 6 hours and I go to Holland? I wait 1 hour now. What if I live in America and I go to Israel? I hold 1 day or 2 days. So they say maybe I think you still have the chumras of the place where you left. You still have to keep those on. I mean, what if you're an Ashkenaz person and you move to Morocco? You know, now you Sephardi. I mean, how does that work? I mean, does it apply to Zman Hazeh? Let's say someone has a wacko shita, not wacko shita. Someone has uses a das yachid, Zman Hazeh. So in his shul, in his town, you pass in that way, and the rest of the world passes in a different way. I don't know how this works. The halacha is like Rav. Does that mean Shammai always passed? Beis Shammai passing like themselves, or when they said they heard the halacha was like Beis Hillel, they did what they wanted to do anyway. I don't know. I thought when you make halacha, that's what the halacha is. Okay, next case. And just keep this in mind what we're talking about now. Then we have the following case. Hahida also the kamei the rava. So a woman came in front of rava. She has this same star. Abad la rava kishmaita. And rava paskin like himself. What was rava? If it says mechayim kana, so it was mechayim. He paskin like Shmuel, even though the lach is like Rav. So they can go, okay, so what's the big deal? We just said before, in your own place, you can pass on yourself. Why has it become a problem now coming on? Going forward now, it's going to be a problem. So, Habakkuk Tardele, this woman bothered him. Why are you passing like this? Why are you giving me the passing like the Shita that's rejected? So why don't you ask the Shiloh? Anyway, so Rabbi says to his sofer, Zil Kasavla, go right to the star that it's good, but because of Bun, right underneath it, Sochar Leyen, Omiton. This is language from a Mishnah in Avos, which basically means, right, he says, Rashbam says, Amalei Asaf Azil Kasav Lashad Din Ima the Kasav Besofar Star Mishnah Shnu Above Mitzia Besochas Unin Sochar Aleinu Mitan the Simon Who Betochas Star Shalit Chosa Isha Letzolta. It's some sort of simon that if a judge sees it, he'll realize that the star was just written to trick her. That's really not the din is really not with her, but she's a smart lady. She learned a little bit. She knows. So he says, she says back to him, Amra, she curses him. Litva arbe atu'ika mitatli. Your boat should sink because you're trying to trick me. What's Rava doing? What's Rava doing? He's bothering? It's a tircha with the pasan alacha? I mean, the Rav Salavitch is supposed to say, mamzer comes before you, no matter what, you're a mamzer. The halacha's tough, but just because you want it one way doesn't mean he goes the other way. So he's worried. This woman's bothering him. He can't paskin. And then he tricks her. So Amshinu Lemine the Rav of Mayas. They dipped all of Rav's clothing in water to try to avoid the curse. So Vapilo Hakilo Mitva. Nevertheless, Mitva. His ship sank. A few questions. Number one, what's Rav doing? What's he trying to trick her? Number two, we just said before that in the Makom of Shmuel you couldn't paskin like Rav. So this is coming to Rav. It's the Makom of Rav. Let him paskin like the way he's supposed to. What did he do wrong? I think what he did wrong was he passed in the wrong way. But based on what we said before, that in someone's stella, you can pass in like yourself. So what did he do wrong? I think what he did wrong was he tried to trick this woman. I mean, it's not the covenant of a Talmud Chacham to try tricking. Was Rav the Amora also by Yisur Giora? Was that the same? I don't remember. But I mean, it just seems like
he passed in like himself, right?
Right, passed like himself. Because he passed in like because Rav passed in like Shmuel, which was Rav held like Shmuel. But the halacha is like Rav. So she badgered him. So number one, why is she asking if she knew the halacha? She badgered him, and he said, fine, the halacha is like you, but then he wrote in the star that everyone should know, he wrote him in the star, that if she tries to collect with the star, she can't be used. It can't be used. So was he lying? Was he trying to trick her? And she got wind of it, so she cursed him.
Maybe she was being disrespectful, inappropriate, because she was badgering her.
So what? Two wrongs make a right? So what? She's badgering him. If the halacha is A, guy comes to the Rav. Guy comes to the Rav and says, "Bus of Bechalav Shaila, this happened." And the Rav says, "It's treif. Come on, Rabbi. Come on. It's still treif." So what? You bothered him.
He felt it wasn't treif. It wasn't treif. He passed it like his own shita.
Right.
He's consistent. I don't have a big problem.
How can you trick her? How can you write in the star that it's good, and at the same time write in the star that if you come use it, it's no good? What? But he didn't protect himself here. He lied to her. You're going to use the star, but then she's going to come. Let's say she wasn't a smart woman. He's going to use the star. She thinks she's all in good. She's all in good. She's in good possession. She can be closer and get the matana back, and then or whatever. Get she can win. Then she comes to court. The court says, "What are you talking about? If they did that bezman hazeh, oh, the blogs would go crazy about it." Okay, fine. Right, question though is, she cursed him, and the curse came true. So they say, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. The Rashbam says, Alti killus hedu kalabeinecha. The klala. I don't understand how you don't have a problem with the fact that he tricked her. Bottom line, he tricked her. Whether he was passing like himself. So what?
So,
if I annoy my Rav, the pot is still treif.
Right.
So how? I don't care. So he's going to trick me somehow? Then I'm going to have a problem?
But he didn't
come through with that. He didn't follow through all the way with that. He stopped halfway. He said, yeah, you're right. And then he tricked her on the bottom and pulls it back. He pulls the rug right from underneath her feet.
Was it so obvious from when he wrote that somebody would be there?
She figured it out right away. She figured out. She figured out the basin is going to figure it out. But he says here, "Al tekilos hedjot kalam beinach." You have to be very careful with the klal of a hedjot, because you see they were all worried about what she said. But you see that also. Say a bracha of the hedjot is also that song Adarava, right? It's a bracha of a hedjot. Bracha kadosh baruch hu. They asked the Rashi once mentioned that. I don't remember where it was. It's a tshuva of the Rashba. And they asked the Rashba, how does it work? Well, all these things, brachos, klalos. If Hashem wants, Hashem wants. The Rashba goes, there's a special kolach. It's a koach of gravity that we don't know how it works. We can describe how it works. We don't know how it works. It's a koach, he says it's a koach of magnetism, I think he talks about. We works, we just don't know how. It's a koach put in the teva that the dibor somehow affects things. I don't think that answers the question. But you have to be careful. Don't say.
Normal, I
what? I don't know. It says Kilo's hedgehog. What's a hedgehog?
We're
davening for. It's put in the tablet. Yeah, Pickus talks about that in that what's the sefer called? The Tefillah sefer, the one that he wrote, not the one with the tapes. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, when they used to write when a Shchimero would give his nechassim right in matan and he got better. If a Shchimero gives his nechassim and then he gets better, so the matan is batal because he gave it matan al dasha yamas. But if right, so now our Mishnah deals with the case with the suffik. If at the time he gave the matana, he was a shchimera. Was he a shchimera? So, guy gives all his nechassim, and he writes in the shtar, the lo kasav ba, doesn't write in the shtar, shchimerahu, that he's a shchimera. And now comes a few days later, and he says, I was a shchimera, I got better, the matana goes back to me. They say, what are you talking about? You were bari at the time. So, omer shchimera, you see. He says, I was a shchimera when I gave you the present. And now that I'm better, it goes back to me. But hein, the makabli matana, omrim, they say, bari hayisa. At the time of the nesina, you were healthy. Therefore, you can't be tracked. You gave us a full-fledged matana. So, the Tanakhama says that the nosein, tzarech lahabi raya, sheshchimera haya. He has to bring a raya that when he gave the matana, he was a shchimera. Right? But if he doesn't bring a raya, so then the makabli matana are zochit, because right now he's bari. Look at the Chazaka Kamaisa, basically what's going to go on here. The Chazaka right now, he's Bari. Assume that he's Bari.
He gave the Shkar already, or he held it, holding it? Did he give the Shkar to
them? I think he must have given it to them already. He already gave them a gift. If he didn't give them anything, there's no Shaila. He already gave them the gift. He claims, I gave you the gift when I was a Shkrimera, and now I'm better. Comes back to me. They say, no, you gave us the gift when you're healthy. So that's Divrei Rav Meir. But Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say, no, there's a suffix over here, and therefore the din is, Motzi Mechavero Alvaraya. So Motzi Mechavero Alvaraya means, who's the... See, he, according to the Mishnah, the Motzi Mechaber is the Mekabli Matana, because they want to be Motzi the Matana from the Chazaka of the Nosein. So they had to bring a Raya that he was Bari at the time of the time that he mentioned, that he said or gave the Shtar. I'm assuming the case is where they didn't take the Matana yet. Because if they took the Matana already, then maybe they had the Mochsak. I don't know.
Yeah, they have it already,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But the Mishnah seems to be saying that they're the Motzi. They're the Motziim. So it must mean that it didn't transfer hands yet. What? He said, doctor, that's not enough. I guess you probably need Eidus also. You need Eidus that they were at the doctor. I don't know if the doctor's note itself would be enough.
The whole thing is...
The whole thing doesn't make sense because...
Yeah,
but you can't do it that way.
Yeah, but you mess yourself up at
okay, right. So I just think there's a monosha problem here. If he gave, like, based on this, if he gave a bedibur, like you said, if he did a bedibur without a kinyan, then how can they be kohen the matana? It only can be kohen if he was. They can't be kohen at all. But because a bari can't be. They're saying he's a bari. But if there was only bedibur, then it's not chal at all. And if he wrote in the shtar and then he made a kinyan, so then there's a kasha on Rav, because Rav said if you write right there, then that matna shchumim with a kinyan is not batel even if it's bari. So what? I don't understand. I don't really understand what the case. This is the same thing as your question. What's the case here? Okay. No, he talks about it down here. Okay, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva says that they wrote a shtar, but the no saint says that they wrote the shtar, but he was mitzava machmas misa, and the halacha was by mitzava machmas misa. Even if you write a shtar, make a kinyan. If mitzava machmas misa, then you can, once you get better, you still be chozer. So deal with a case where he claims he was mitzav machas misa, but he didn't die. So that's why. Okay, that's how it answers the question. Okay, the Rishonim deal with that. Okay, now after another thing, you have to go in the introduction. They used to after the shchimera would die, they would make a shtar raya on the it's not a shtar kinyan, they make a shtar raya on the matna shchimera after he died, and they would write in the shtar raya, right, that the mace gave these nechassim when he was sick and he was lying in bed, right. And this is what you mentioned the other day, and then he died due to this same illness. He died due to the same illness, and they wrote this so that to prove that he didn't get better in between, and therefore there's no problem. You can't say there was a chazara. But what happens if you have the shtar that's missing that last point? It doesn't state the shtar raya doesn't state that he got better. That doesn't state that he died from the sickness. Ahu matanta, yet this shtar of the matna shchimera, the bekasiva that was written in it, kad habe katsiv rami ba'arse, when the nosein was sick and he was lying down in his bed, he gave all his nechassim to Ploni. Right? Below kasaba, it doesn't have the last part, umigo mare ipata lebeis alama. And from this six, from this sickness, he was ipater, he was niftar, lebeis alama, to the next world. It doesn't say that he died from the sickness. So, of course, his yorshim say he got better. So therefore there was a retraction. And he died from something else. And the Mekhanim Batana say, no, he never got better. He died from that sickness, and therefore it's ours. It belongs to us, because he didn't have chazar. Again, doctor knows all the... Need the doctors. I don't know if you necessarily need a doctor. Shlomei Rod just means the guy is sick. He's in bed and he can't get up. So it doesn't.
He also has to contest it. Let's say he gets better, but he doesn't.
No. So Tosos points out. Tosos will amigo mari based on lamid. The last Tosos, the har yorshim toanim she'amad v'ap alpi she'lo hayu tonim she'chazerbo. The vaday came in she'amad mitstama vaday chazerbo. Ap alpi she'lo amad bepeirish. You don't have to say it. It's numdum da. You don't even have to say it. Important Tosos. So Amar Rabba. So how do you answer this? How do you answer the suffix? So Amar Rabba, he says, "Hare Mes, Hare Kibro Mochiach Alav." He's dead and he's in the and he's buried and he's 6 feet under, and therefore that proves that he died from the sickness. We turned over the base. Let's look at the Rashbam. Amar Rabba, Hare Anu Roin Shehu Mes. We see that he dies. Ubaster Hashtas Linan. And the halacha is we go according to what we see in front of us. Right, the hemidinu and we al cheskas misaso. We put him on the chazaka of his misa. The yesh lana lomer shemitok osecholi meis the kana mekabel. Is that really a chazaka the hashta? Chazaka the hashta is, I thought it was like the guy goes into the mikvah, and he comes out and you see that the mikvah is missing. So you see the chazaka the hashta. You assume that the mikvah was missing then also. Is that the same thing over here? The chazaka the hashta here is that he's dead. Yeah, he's dead. But because he's dead, that necessarily proves that he died because of this holy? It's like an extra step. It seems to be missing. He says that the chazaka the hashta, we say that the chazaka the hashta means that the situation that we have now also existed prior to this. And therefore, since he's dead in front of us, mistabra, he died from the sickness. Since he's dead in front of us, and mistama, he was dead 2 minutes before also. He wasn't alive. He was dead before. That's what the chazaka the hashta means. But I don't know how that proves from what he died from. Chazaka the hashta just proves the situation is the same. It doesn't prove about a condition within that situation. I just don't get it. Amalei Abaye, next case also. Amalei Abaye says to Rava, what are you talking about? There's a klal that rov hacholim avrin. Most people who are sick get better. Oh, is that true? But that's the chazaka, right? So maybe rov, right? It's a rov cholim lechayim. Rashbam says so. Mistamer, he's the part of the rov. So go after the rov, and this guy got better, right? So and he brings a raya that we say rov cholim get better from this case. Hashta umas svina. You have a ship, right? You have the Titanic that's sunk in the middle of the sea. Ruban la'aveh, most of the people there are going to die. They're going to get lost and die. Nevertheless, the Gemara in Gittin says that we don't paskin that they all definitely died. Nostin alei chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim. We give these people the chumrei chayim and chumrei mesim. We machmir misafik both sides. What does that mean? So chulin sherov chulin l'chayim. Sorry. Nostin alei chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim. But no, so yeah. So what's the case there? So how does that work? The responding answer is that we say by the svinos. Look at the svinos. Hatavos b'yam sherubon li'aved. Afilo hachil nosim alav chumrei chayim v'chumrei mesim. How does that work? Because let's say one of the people who died is a kohen, and he's married to a bas yisrael, right? So we put on the chumrei that he and they have no kids. Put on the chumrei that he died, and therefore she can no longer eat truma because she goes back to her father's house. What the other way around? He's a yisrael. And she's a bas kohen. So if he dies, then she can go back to her father's house and eat truma. Then we say, no, we say he's alive, therefore she can't eat truma. So we get the chumrei chayim and the chumrei mesim. Okay? So we see over there that we say that maybe they're alive. So cholin, so too by the cholin, sherov cholin lechayim, that most cholin don't die from their sickness, lo kol shekein, isn't it lo kol shekein, that we shouldn't say that he died from that first sickness, rather mistab that he got better, and then he died from a different sickness? I don't understand how that works. Right? Because the case of Rabba's talking about a case. Rabba doesn't even answer. Rabba doesn't answer, doesn't even address the question from Abaye. But Rabba's case, and they report that in the notes here also, Rabba's case with the guy definitely died. You're bringing me a question from a case with the suffix, whether they died or not. What's the connection? It's not the same thing. Right? Rabba's case was, we know that the guy dies. So we say the Chazaka Dahashta, we say that he died from his original sickness. But the Mishnah Lesfina, we don't know at all whether he died. So there's no Chazaka Dahashta. There's a suffix over there. So first of all, I don't understand Rabba's thing about Chazaka Dahashta. And even assuming that, I don't understand Abaye's question. And I don't think Rabba even cared about Abaye's question, because Rabba doesn't even answer. He doesn't even address the question. He doesn't say you're right, doesn't say you're wrong, doesn't say anything. He just doesn't answer it. All right, you hear my questions? Oh. So you have my answer? Huh? No? Okay. Next case. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Shua. So you have this machlokas now, basically, between I guess between Rabba and Abaye, and also in the Mishnah, whether you go according to the Chazaka Dahashta, assuming that this is a Chazaka Dahashta case. So Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Kaman Azla Haishmaiti the Rabba. Who this sheet of Rabba that says you go according to Chazaka Dahashta, who does he go like? So we say it's Kiv Rabbi Nassan. He's holding like Rabbi Nassan. Ditanya, because we have it in a Brisa, right? The Brisa is talking about a case similar to our Mishnah, where it doesn't say in the Shtar whether he was a Bari or a Shchivmira. So the Nosing says that he was a Shchivmira and got better, therefore the Matan is Vatel. And the Makabalim only say that he was Bari and therefore the Matan is good. So mi motzi mi ad mi. Who's Zochan Adin? Who motzi from Heru? So the Patrana Kama says who? I mean the Nosing is motzi mi dehen, below Raya. He can get it from them without a raya, because he doesn't need a raya, he's a shlimira, because since the nechassim are his rishus, they can't take it out of his property from suffik, even though now he's healthy. You see, we don't go according to chazaka dahashta. Right? V'hein, e motzi miyada l'beraya de Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, the only way that the Makabli Matana can get it is they have a raya. I don't know why you need the both languages. Why do you have to say both? Anyway. But Rabbi Nassan argues. Rabbi Nassan says, no. Omer, im barihu, if right now he comes in front of us when they're making this case, he's bari, so then we go according to Chazaka Dahashta, and we say, Allah the Hari Raya. You say that just like you're bari now, Chazaka Dahashta must mean that you were bari then. Chazaka Dahashta, you want to prove that you were a Shlimira, you had to prove you're a Shlimira. Otherwise, they get the Matana. But, Shahai Shlimira, right, Levi Raya Shahai Shlimira. The im shchimira hu, but if right now he's a shchimira, what's the chazaka dahashta? So they'll lay in lahabi raya shavarahaya. So the chazaka dahashta is that you're sick. So therefore they have to bring a raya. So you see that who says chazaka dahashta? That is Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan is the one who holds chazaka dahashta, and Rabba's going according to shita of Rabbi Nassan. Okay. Next, the Mishnah Gemara says, Am Rabbi Lazar, ulatuma kimachlokas. The same machlokas about chazaka dahashta applies by a case of tumah as well. Again, the halacha is, again, we didn't say yes, but the halacha is that sopek tumah of rishus harabim, you're tahor. Sopek tumah of rishus hayachid, you're tumah. You're tumah. And vaday tumah and vaday tahor, not a sopek. If there's a sopek, you're vaday in rishus harabim, you're vaday tahor. So what's the following case? There's a Mishnah in Taharos. So you have a bika, you have some sort of valley and fields, which the Rashbam insists that they are enclosed by a gate. Okay? So b'yamos hachama, during the summer months, which is what? That's the time where they already gathered all the field. They've gathered everything, and there's no more tfuah in the field. So two reasons. Now, either there's no more mud, so people will walk through, or people aren't worried about trampling over the tfuah. So then that becomes... B'yamos hachama, that's considered a rishus... Right, no, so that's a rishus ha'yachid l'shabbos. Rishus Harabim Latuma. It's still considered a Rishus Harabim per Shabbos, meaning if I carry from one Rishus into here and Chayiv, Midaraisa on Shabbos, it's Rishus HaYachid when it comes to Shabbos. And you're not, even though it's a Rishus HaYachid, the halacha is there, you can't carry in a Bika anyway. You can't carry Dal Amos in a Bika anyway because it's not necessarily Rishus HaYachid, maybe like a Karmelitz or maybe something else. But nevertheless, it's Rishus Harabim Latuma. But it's considered a Rishus Harabim for a Suffolk Tuma, meaning in Yemos HaChama, someone has a Suffolk whether, whether he was we got tummy in there, so we say it's suffik tuma is tahor. But b'yamos hakeshamim, if it's b'yamos hakeshamim, right, where everything grew already, so either it gets muddy or the owner's not going to let you walk through. So then it's rishus hayachid lekan lekan. It's considered rishus hayachid for both Shabbos purposes and tuma purposes. So what does that have to do with our machlokas? So look at the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says, Rashbam ki machlokas, says kimachlokes ki hechi the nechlu Rav Yaakov Rav Nasan b'matana stam iaz lina baser hashto basker cheskas nechaskim. Whether you go according to chazaka the hashto, or you go after who's holding the nechasim, hachi nami ipul lagabe tuma. Sheimba adam lebeizin. A guy comes before us. V'nishal al shenichnas lebika. He walked through the bika. I guess he thinks he might have gotten tame there. V'ein yodeya matai nichnas. He doesn't know when he walked in. Ibi mosachama b'tahor. Ibi walked in b'mosachama when it was considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore he's tahor. Ibi mosachashamim b'tame. Or he walked in during the rainy season, and therefore it would be a suffix Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and he would be tame. So chazinim, we have to look. Im atakish nisal y'mosachama hein tarhu. If nowadays, when he's asking the Shaila, it's y'mosachama, we'll go chazaka da hashta, and therefore he's tahor. Das linam basar hashta le Rabbi Nosan. The im y'mosachashamim hu. Tamei the basar hashda is lilan. Then you say it's tamei because basar the hashda would be imos hagashamim. Ul Rabbi Yaakov, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, the azul basar chazaka. You go according to the chazaka of what the per, of you know chazaka the mamon and chazaka here. So hemei tahor al cheskaso. So the chazaka is that he's tahor. V'tahor achi yavu edim v'idish mosak shamim nichlas. And then you have to bring edim that he walked in through the gashamim. So I don't say why isn't Rabbi Yaakov here chazaka the hashda. So he's saying that the chazaka the hashda means based on the time of the calendar. Chazaka the Hashem means also the Chazaka was that he was Tahar until we prove otherwise. Isn't Rav Yaakov also talking about Chazaka the Hashem? Maybe that's a klutz kasha. I don't know. I guess because there's another Chazaka against it. So we have the Chazaka Tahara, so we go according to the Cheskos Tahara. But the Cheskos Tahara isn't a Chazaka Tahara, that's a separate Chazaka. Right? That's another Chazaka. Okay. Then comes a statement of Rava, which is very difficult to understand based on the Rashbam. Amar Rava, lo shanu. We didn't say this din, that a, meaning that a bika in the Yemos Chama is like Rosh Hashanah Rabim, ela shelo avru aleh Yemos Kishamim. It's only the first summer season. But once a winter season, a rainy season passes, aval avru aleh Yemos Kishamim, then Rosh Hashanah Yachid lekan lekan. Then it becomes a Rosh Hashanah Yachid all the time. Meaning it can't leave its status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid if a rainy season passed. That's how the Rashbam explains it. He says, Rashbam, the last two Rashbams. Lo shano de bika be yemos hacham Rosh Hashanah Rabim tuma elo shelo avru al bika zo yemos hagshamim mishek adrua. Once you encircled it, no yemos hagshamim passed. Aval avru alah yemos hagshamim sulo pakim en hashem Rosh Hashanah Yachid afilo mishegi yemos hachama. Nevertheless, so Tosfos was asked, why? What does that mean? I don't say that either. What does that mean? It's Yemos Kishamim. Once it becomes Yemos Kishamim, then it becomes. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says Yemos Kishamim is Shusha Yachid. What doesn't allow it to revert back to the Shusha Yachid status just because a rainy season passed? So Tosfos starts to say, no, that's not the case. What we're dealing with here is it depends on when he's asking the Shaila. Is it one season ago or two seasons ago? How long ago is he referring back to? I didn't finish the Tosos. The Tosos says that we're talking about when do we go according to Suffolk the Hashtag? What case was the Suffolk is whether he went into the Yemos Chama of this year. I guess he's standing in December. Did he go in December of 2009? Did he go in summer of 2009 or did he go in the summer of 2008? Right? He's only if the Shilas that he went into the summer of 2009. But if he comes to ask about the previous summer, then maybe I don't know how that fits into the words what Rava says either. I'm just not sure. Just not sure how to read that. Okay, stop here. Right at the end of the Amid. Okay, have a good day.